It's about jobs.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this Tuesday morning. The slow economic recovery isn't doing anything for unemployment in this country. The Obama administration is looking for ways to turn that around. Let's check in with Marketplace Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale with us live this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
So, yeah, why is the White House focusing on ideas to stimulate jobs?
Well, you know, the September unemployment report was worse than expected. 9.8% is a 26-year high. Yeah. And in his radio address over the weekend, Obama called that a sobering reminder that progress will come in fits and starts.
That's why I'm working closely with my economic team to explore additional options to promote job creation.
Well, John, so what are Mr. Obama's advisors thinking about doing?
Well, the New York Times reports that the administration might revive the idea of giving businesses a tax credit for every new employee. That was considered at the beginning of this year, but it didn't fly in Congress because of concern that companies might fool with the numbers, maybe lay off people, then rehire them just to get the $3,000 tax credit. The White House is also possibly proposing expanding the number of companies that are allowed to deduct more of their operating losses, deducting 5 years' worth instead of the normal two. That was a break given to small businesses earlier this year, but now it could be expanded to help out larger companies and maybe stimulate some hiring.
Yeah, and what's happening on Capitol Hill on the jobs front?
Well, the Democrats are considering extending the $8,000 tax credit for first-time home buyers, which would expire at the end of November, and extended unemployment benefits will end in January unless Congress decides to renew them. That's always popular going into an election year, but it'll cost as much as another $100 billion.
All right. Marketplace's John Dimsdale joining us from our Washington Bureau. John, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. Let's check numbers. Some stimulating returns from Europe. Markets up there about 0.5%, maybe a little more. In Asia, shares closed higher today. The Hang Seng by nearly 2%. The Nikkei up just a tad. Wall Street was back in the green yesterday. The S&P was up 1.5%. The NASDAQ added about 1%. The Dow closed higher, 112 points, just under 9,600. In its economic stimulus package earlier, Congress allocated $730 million to help small business. The government's used that money to jumpstart bank lending backed by the Small Business Administration, the SBA as we know it. At a hearing this morning, lawmakers will assess how it's working. From the Entrepreneurship Desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
After small business lending ground to a halt with the financial crisis, SBA used stimulus money to increase loan guarantees and reduce banking fees. Analyst Bob Coleman says it's worked to a degree.
We're up 50% since the stimulus was passed in February.
The problem is that hasn't been enough to restore lending to pre-recession levels. Right now, SBA loans are running 35% behind what they were this time last year. Coleman says Congress hasn't put enough into small business lending.
$730 million is a drop in the bucket. Entrepreneurs simply don't have access to the capital that they had at this time last year.
Amy Graves is one of the lucky ones.
We borrowed $340,000. We got an excellent interest rate. It was prime plus 2%.
Graves and her business partner, Jennifer Morrow, recently got an SBA loan for a new veterinary lab in Kentucky. They just tallied their revenues for the first month.
And we're running at about a third of what we need to be running at right now. Yeah, we don't sleep as well as we used to, that's for sure.
Soon, other business owners might not be sleeping well either. Without more funding, SBA loan programs could run dry by December. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
The sales outlook for the holiday season remains all bah humbug. The National Retail Federation predicts a 1% drop in total sales for November and December combined. The projection comes amid forecasts that U.S. retailers saw a key measure of sales drop in September for the 13th month in a row. That's compared with a year earlier.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing and online surveys, constantcontact.com. and by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
Climate change has been causing a bit of a chill at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Apple is the latest company to leave the chamber. They did that yesterday. Exelon, PG&E, and PNM Resources left last month. And Apple, like the other companies, says it wants the chamber to take a more progressive stance on the changing climate. Today and tomorrow, more than 150 business executives will be up on Capitol Hill as environmental advocates. They want Congress to pass a new law cutting greenhouse gases. Jill Barchet has more.
The business executives say it's actually in their self-interest to get stricter carbon emissions laws in place. One of them is Ralph Izzo. He's the CEO of a big New Jersey electric utility, PSEG. He says he doesn't emit as much carbon as his competition. That means he'd be in a position to sell carbon permits that the proposed legislation would create. And that would make his nuclear and gas plants even more powerful.
No pun intended. Yes, we would be in a strong position.
Without legislation, Izzo says he's been holding off on multi-billion dollar investments in nuclear, wind, and solar energy.
And it's just that without a price on carbon, business leaders, whether it's energy or construction, we can't make those investments.
Environmental activists organize these corporations from Nike to eBay. They're urging Congress to push through a climate change bill before a December conference in Copenhagen to forge a new global emissions treaty. I'm Jill Barchet for Marketplace.
Finally, the British government wants fans of The Simpsons to ditch junk food and eat healthy. The Department of Health is spending $1 million sponsoring episodes of the series as part of its Change for Life campaign. The government hopes viewers won't mimic the beer-swilling, donut-guzzling diet of Homer Simpson and his family. The public health minister says the aim is to produce new and innovative ways to reach a target audience and avoid the things that make people overweight and unhealthy. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. You can check us out online at marketplace.org and share your thoughts with us at our website. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.